Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Open your hand and your heart to receive what God has sent our way today. If you can join us live on Turning Point Prayer Hub, please do so, 6:30 to 7 a.m. every day. If you cannot join us because of time difference, nothing lost. Anytime you wake up in your country or where you are, that's your own morning. Go to our YouTube and Facebook platform. Open. That's your own morning there. We call it securing the day or commanding the day. Sing the song we sang. Pray the prayer we prayed. Prophesy the way we prophesy over the day. And make the sacrifice we made every day. If you do it constantly, you will be seeing the hand of God. Welcome also to Friday, the 31st day in October, the very last day in the month. The last day in the month is not an ordinary day. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. The last day of the month is a spiritual checkpoint to close unfinished battles. The last day stands as a bridge between two realms, the old and the new. So I declare on your life today with authority, things that this outgoing month is sealed for you. All God's blessings over your life shall not be lost. You are ending this month with no carryover. Whatever you don't like in and around you, whatever has plagued you and troubled you, end with today. Just as God drowned Pharaoh and his armies, as the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, whatever is plaguing you shall be set on fire. Now, let's do this. If you can, let's do this. If you cannot do it where you are now, then do it later. Take a sheet of paper and list out all the evils, all the nonsense, all the delays, all the deniers, all the pains and aches, the failures and the disappointment you don't want to see again in your life as you enter the new month. It is called Bonfire Operation Prayer. Please do it. If you cannot do it now, then when it is more convenient for you, do it. Make a list of them. Extend it to your children and your family. All the enemies of your life, I call them enemies. Whatever has been plaguing you or stressing you, whatever you have been struggling with, list it on that paper. And then hold that paper to your face and rain curses and command it to die by fire one by one. Do it alone or as a family. Then light a match and put it on fire. It is called Bonfire Operation Warfare. Listeners in environment where naked flame is not allowed, shred the paper and flush it down the drain. Say to them, bye-bye forever. Yes, it is bye-bye forever. You won't see them again. You are delivered. Anoint yourself and see what God will make happen for you. Right? October 31 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. The rest of your days, till you are 120 years, shall be full of testimonies of signs and wonders. Happy birthday. Right? First issue for sharing today. Good morning, Daddy. Thanks for all you do. I am the harvest secretary of my church, so I'm planning to make details of this year's harvest spending and send it onto the harvest committee platform through WhatsApp group, because whenever we do harvest, immediately after the harvest, we don't know what happened again. But I don't know how the pastor will feel about it. Thank you, sir. Wow, I guess you are in a young church, or what some people call or refer to as a one-man church. Otherwise, in a well-structured church, the pastor, together with the council of elders, wait for the report of the committee. After the harvest, proceeds from such programs go straight into church account and is accounted for by the church auditor. Well, my counsel for you and those in churches where the pastor is all in all are that you should be careful not to incur pastor's wrath. What you plan to do is good, in fact, is normal. But if pastor will see it as an affront, a challenge to his authority, or a betrayer, you will be in trouble with them. And don't ever incur your pastor's wrath. If you are close to him, inform him of what you intend to do and ask for his permission and approval. If he approves of it, then go ahead. It means there is no problem. But if he says no, please leave it there. You cannot win over a pastor in his church where he is the founder and the owner, so to say. As I said, in a well-structured church, this kind of scenario will never happen. Next, good morning, Daddy. If someone is giving a message to fast and pray that some things will be revealed to him through the dream or trance, and nothing was revealed to the person, even after they have done all the fasting and the prayers, does that mean the prayers was not answered because nothing was revealed? Wow, no. What happened was that the person that gave the message was never sent by God. This is a common happening with many of the so-called prophets and pastors. Many of what they say God said are guesswork to seduce, capture, and subjugate their members to submission and to prove that they do hear from God. I did not make up this. God says so. Read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 21 and 22 in the New King James Version for clarity. It says, if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word of God that the Lord has spoken? Verse 22, when a prophet or a pastor speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that means the Lord has not spoken. The prophet or the pastor has spoken presumptuously. It means it was mere guesswork. Do not be afraid of him, which means don't take his word serious. Since you fasted, prayed, and saw nothing, and nothing revealed, then Deuteronomy 18, verses 21 and 22 says, God did not send him. Don't be intimidated. Many of the God said, you see all over, are not God said. They are gimmicks to control, intimidate their members. I counsel everyone to study and know God's word yourself so that no one will enslave you in the name of God said or seeing vision. If God actually said, God's word will be there to confirm it, and what God said will come to pass. Next, Pastor, I married a pastor. He ended up living with his secretary. Now the church and everything has crumbled, and he said, I should not come near the church again. Daddy, what do I do? Wow, your husband was never a God-called or a God-ordained pastor, or he has backslidden terribly. Now the so-called church has crumbled over his head. Go into warfare prayers with your children. When he has suffered enough, he will return home like the prodigal son, or like they say, like a rain-beaten dog. Ah, orishirishi, different kind. I hope we are learning. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Remember, today is our monthly last day in the month, 30 minutes crossover vigil, 10 minutes to 12 to 20 or 25 minutes after, securing the new month, crossing over from October to November on our social media platform. Please don't forget, set the alarm and load your data for the night. Hope you have subscribed to our YouTube. If you have not done so, please do so now. Go to your YouTube, search for The Real Femi Emmanuel. You will see it. Type your subscribe button and turn on notification. Same for Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Or send a chat to +234-803-232-2276 to put you through. Tomorrow is our weekly communion service done in our prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Get prepared. Month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, personal or corporate tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, or the seed of 10-10-10, we are sowing this 10th month of the year. Do so as soon as you are able, as soon as you get your pay. Never compromise your tithe, battle seed, or Thanksgiving seed. In November, it shall be seed 11-11-11, the 11-hour seed. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will end this month strong. You will enter the new month well. God's power and mercy and favor shall back you up in all you do. What God has done will remain forever. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.